Hello, Sebastian Lacido. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm in Psalm 16, verse 5. You know, David's writing about himself here, and it really is about positioning the Lord correctly in our heart and our mind. It's verse 5 says, "O Lord, you are my portion and my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. You are my portion and inheritance and my cup." That's saying, you are my provider. You're my only provider. You're the one that provides for me. It goes on to say, the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. I have a good inheritance. You know, in other words, Lord, my relationship with you has put me in a pleasant place, and I have an inheritance in heaven. Verse 7, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night season. So the Bible says that the Lord guides me, the Lord gives me counsel, the Lord leads me, the Lord corrects me, the Lord blesses me with wisdom. It goes on to say, I have set the Lord always before me because he is my right hand and I shall not be moved. Now the right hand on a person is generally the strong arm. And so he said, I intentionally set the Lord before me. I've intentionally put him before me, so he's in front of me and I'm following him. He said, and because he's my right hand, I shall not be moved. Because he is my strength, not my right hand, he is my strength, I will not be moved. And that's one of the greatest things that Christians have. We're not moved. We shouldn't be moved by lack. The Bible says in James 1 that the use of our faith produces patience. Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. The Bible tells us that when we're perfect, we don't see ourselves ever in lack. Why? Because God's our provider. The Bible tells us that we won't be moved if we walk in love. We pray for those that despitefully use us and persecute us. We bless those that hurt us. Why? Because we're the child of God. We're the son of Jesus. Jesus is our Lord. Excuse me. And so when you look at what David's saying here is, I have set the Lord always before me. He's in front of me all the time. He's my right hand. I won't be moved. Christians aren't moved by circumstances, by people, by news. We are content in all that we do. The Bible says in verse 9 here, it says, my heart will be glad, my glory rejoices. My flesh will rest in hope. You will not leave my soul in Sheol or hell, nor will you see the Holy One see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. Your right hand are pleasures forevermore. And the Bible tells us here that in his presence there's fullness of joy. So here's the thing about fear, worry, anxiety, and fretting. It's mostly about what hasn't happened yet. I mean, if you take all of the fear in your life, you could have some fear about what happened in the past would repeat itself. Generally, in the present, you're looking forward to something that hasn't happened yet. You're worried about it. You're concerned about it. You're in fear about it. The Bible says, in your fullness is presence of joy. In your right hands are pleasures forevermore. So what the Bible's telling us here is when you're looking forward at something that hasn't happened yet, pray it over to God and go into his presence because there's joy in his presence. When you take your mind off of what is not happened yet, because God hasn't moved yet, put your mind on the things of God. Replace it with something. In his presence are fullness of joy. Go into his presence and find joy, find peace, find contentment, find faith that God will work it out. God will see you through. God will deliver you. God will provide for you. God will heal you. You know, that's the only way to find peace on this earth, is that you're not the solution. Your faith in God is the solution. God is the solution. God will bring an end. God will deliver. God will part the Red Sea, bring water from a rock, feed 20,000 with a bag of groceries, raise the dead. God's power will deliver you and me from every evil work and dark work on the earth. Even at the point of death, we walk into a new body and a new life. So that's our broadcast for today. Thank you for joining us. Please share, follow, and like. Please pray about becoming a partner for $10 or more a month. We're praying for $425 a month or more donors. That would give us a foundation to continue to build curriculums, continue to build books, write books, and distribute those books and curriculums for free. Nothing we have is for sale. Everything is free. We give it all away for free because that's what God has told us. We don't merchandise the gospel. We merchandise Jesus for free. God bless you and have a great, great day. Thanks for watching.